Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back to the NutraMedical Report. We have the amazing, the illustrious, and the scary Deborah Tavares, because she tells the facts and she documents, and she's had some COINTELPRO work against her in the last few days from Jeff Rentz and his program. I'd like you to talk about this bill that's being passed in California. I have no idea how they're going to enforce it because the internet is global. They want to make sure everybody quote fact checks before they put any information out. Who the hell is going to monitor it, and how are they going to have this totalitarian regime, cyber regime, to actually force people or fine them or jail them if they don't quote fact check the way they like it?
Well,
tell us what's going on.
Interesting article, Dr. Bill, and I'm going to read it, and everybody can pull this up for themselves. It's entitled California Democrat Introduces Bill to Force Websites to Use Fact Checkers, and this was dated April the 4th of 2018. And I would recommend everybody take a look at this. It says as follows. California State Senator Dr. Richard Pan, a Democrat in Sacramento, has...
Oh, the same character. Richard Pan, another idiot. This guy was going to force the vaccine garbage.
Forcing the vaccines in California.
The smiling idiot. Smiling idiot.
So it says, Online False Information Act. This is what it's called. Online False Information Act. That would require anybody who posts news on the internet to verify their information through fact checkers. The bill was filed quietly in late February as Senate Bill 1424 requires all California-based websites to develop a plan to fight fake news, to use fact checkers, and warn readers, including social media or false information.
Well, our sites are not based here in California. They're based in Arizona. So he can go to hell. And even if Arizona passed a law, we would tell them to go to hell, and we would meet him in court or any other way.
Well,
if
there
he
is
thinks...
no court. But what is as follows. Here's how the bill reads, Dr. Bill. This is unbelievable. The bill reads as follows. The people of the state of California do enact as follows. Section 1. False information strategic plans. They go on. Any person who operates a social media internet website with physical presence in California shall develop a strategic plan to verify news stories shared on its internet website. The strategic plan shall include, but is not limited to, all of the following. A plan to mitigate the spread of false information through news stories. The utilization of fact checkers to verify news stories, providing outreach to social media users regarding news stories containing false information, placing a warning on a news story containing false information. As used in this section, social media means an electronic service or account or electronic content, including but not limited to videos, still photographs, blogs, video blogs, podcasts, instant and text messages, emails, online services or accounts, or internet website profiles or locations. The bill would arguably impose onerous cost on individuals and businesses alike and would serve as a tool for censorship by subjecting dissenting opinions to review via fact checkers. Now, this is horrific. This is what's already happening in Australia right now. Now, I have friends that live in Australia.
You're talking about the I'm not going to call them nations anymore. You know what I'm going to call them? The lab zones. So they're no longer nation states. The newer Lord of their lab zones. How's that?
Well, we're going to go into some more unbelievable topics right now on this show. But I've got something really huge, Dr. Bill, that we need to commiserate on and do a YouTube off air so that we can then get this out. Because what I find happening right now is people are utilizing YouTube materials that have real information in them and telling people to go to their city councils, to their local various departments, and argue against these things. There are people trying to keep everybody in the illusion that we have a government, and we do not. We're being dismantled right now. The United States, in fact, all the countries and nations everywhere are being dismantled, and we're going to get into that. But I've had somebody check, fact check this so it's not fake news coming out of Australia. And here's what it says on one of the websites. Anti-vaccine, Australia, anti-vaccine. For all those in the U.S. on this page, I am informing you that the Australians are currently blocked from seeing any content related to anti-vaccines, and as such, this page no longer shows up for Australians. I am not in administration. I am the mother of an administrator, and I happen to live in the U.S. Censorship appears to have hit the beautiful land of the free. This is a very, very sad day for Australia. So what they're doing right now, Dr. Bill, is they're censoring any anti-vaccine. They've also said this, and this is very scary, for any doctors that have been against the anti-vaccine agenda in Australia. And here's what is happening right now to those doctors. It says, stop the Australian vaccination network shared by Sky News, Australia's video. And they go on to say that the Commonwealth Health Minister, Greg Hunt, will be approaching some of the Australian leaders of social media outlets to ask them to take all steps to ensure that dangerous messages about immunization. Now, I've got to stop or clamp down on. I've got to stop right now. Let's not confuse immunization with vaccination. Completely two different topics. Vaccinations are when they inject poisonous vaccines and viruses into you. Immunization is when your body is immunized because you get the chicken pox, so forth. So they're using those words interchangeably. Don't get confused. But it says that here's what Hunt is saying. Quote, I have no sympathy for anti-vaccine doctors under investigation. And there's a video. The health department minister reprimands, saying he is astonished people with medical degrees would stoop to supporting the anti-immunization, again, not it's they need to use vaccination movement. Greg Hunt says the doctors are being investigated by state and federal authorities. Now, he's suggesting, Dr. Bill.
So if you've got a license or choke chain around your neck, they're going to actually de-license you or sanction you or fine you.
Or imprison you or all of the above, because he said he is really adamant about this. So right now, Australia is under massive social media censorship. For they're isolating the countries one by one right now.
Wow.
And that's what's happening at this moment. That's what this pan is introducing here in California. This is going to go everywhere, the censoring and the isolation. This is very much what they do to targeted individuals, Dr. Bill. They target them with all kinds of horrific electronics. They isolate
them. Well, that's why they want to turn doctors into white-coated Spitznaz officers, into like East German Stasi. So what people need to understand is, if you're a doctor in the healthcare system, and I already know doctors, the lawyers in this country target doctors. 85% of lawsuits are frivolous and shouldn't be done.
Well,
and then the doctors are well connected.
Bar cards. They work for the British Accreditation Agency for Rothschild.
Right. Okay. They have a British Authorized Registry, it's called. By the way, this BAR situation is in every, basically, not only us, non-socialist country, but also in Russia and China have the Bar Association. Did you know that?
Well, of course, everyone is run. In fact, I've got to add something really quick. I'm jumping from where I want to go next, but I want to add this right now. Right now, it's important to understand that we have a war on trade right now. It is a banker's war on trade. What is happening right now in the United States is they're collapsing the farmers. This is what is happening right now because the farmers are massively being hurt by the fact that China will not be buying from us. This is a plan. This is using China as the bad guy. We're in a globalized world now of leaders that are taking the world apart. So we're going to cover that on another show. But where I want to go right now is I want to talk about what I read in the paper, and I hear a break coming on.
We're coming on with a break. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll expand this more.
.com.
And, Deborah, this situation happened in Syria. I couldn't believe the statement that Trump says immediately calls him, Monster Assad or whatever he called him. When he has no proof whatsoever. And last year when this happened, he didn't do any action. McMaster tried to get him to put 250,000 troops in there. He would have been suicidal and started World War III immediately. The fact that 14 Iranians are dead, possibly some Russians. This is an extremely dangerous attitude on the part of Israel and America to think that there's any kind of counteraction in terms of military response against Assad when there's no evidence that Assad did this.
Well, that's absolutely true. In fact, there's a Twitter feed that I received today from a credible source. But again, I haven't investigated this, but I'm just going to read it for people so that people can think about this and decide for themselves. But the Twitter feed says that Syria said that the U.S. did not strike Syria today, today being April the 9th. But there are reports saying that Syria downed about 10 Israeli missiles. And they say, is Netanyahu trying to start a war with Syria and drag the U.S. into it? Assad is not behind this. And they go on to say, Syria says that that since the conflict started in Syria, Israel awarded drilling rights for oil and gas in Israel-occupied Syrian territory to a company called Genie Energy. G-E-N-I-E, energy. All of you look this up for yourself and see what you can find as far as the awarding of drilling.
Okay, and where is this territory again? I'm going to pull it up on the air.
It says, since the conflict started in Syria, Israel awarded drilling rights for oil and gas in Israel-occupied Syrian territory to a company called Genie Energy.
Well, I got the answer for you right away. It's apparently Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is involved, and
the board members of Genie Energy are Rothschild, Cheney, Rupert Murdoch, and ex-CIA director James Woolsey.
Whoa, I see that. And this is basically Dick Cheney, by the way. Do you know what his name was in the White House during the Bush administration?
Well, he was the president, basically.
Yeah, he was the president, basically. We know his actual name when he told the staff to call him it when he came to the White House. He didn't have five or six staff like previous vice presidents. He had 1,500 staff. Do you know what his name was? And just you're not going to believe this, but this is what his name was. His name, when he wanted to be addressed this, was Prince of Darkness.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so everybody's just heard this right now. Okay, Israel is after the oil and gas, and actually it's Rothschild that's after the oil and gas. And now we're going to talk about Rothschild again on another front, because this is unbelievable as well. Actually, there's another report that I got today, too, that I think is really important. Let me go over that real quick, too. Again, this came in my inbox today. And it's about China's plan to make rain over an area three times the size of Spain. And they're talking about the enormity and the planned use of increased weather manipulation. And, of course, we all know that China changed the weather for the Olympic, for the games they had there. But I'm going to actually post this on StopTheCrime.net. It will be under Hot Topics. I'm not going to read this entire article. So all of you go to StopTheCrime.net, go to the Hot Topics link, and you can find the link to this increased weather manipulation and the plans to create rain and water for what China needs to do business. But what I want to go over right now is an article that I saw in the newspaper just a couple of days ago, and it was unbelievable to me. And here's what the article said. It says, there's a proposal to get Californians out of their cars. It's a bill in the state legislature that would allow eight-story buildings near major transit stops, even if local communities object. This demonstrates that we have an unelected corporate agency network, some call the U.S. government, but we also have an unelected local corporate government agency network that is funded largely by grants that we call local governments. This corporate agency network does not represent us. So what they're saying is they're going to build these cities, these resilient cities, against and near all the transportation hubs, which we've talked about for years with UN Agenda 21. This is the resilient cities. But they're saying they're going to do this now, whether local communities object or not. So it's, again, very important to know the enormity of how we've been tricked by the Rothschilds, the bankers, the bar lawyers, and we're all going to pay the price for our ignorance, all of us, every single one of us. I would highly recommend everybody read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Very important. It's just over a 40-page document. Someone has also read it on YouTube, so you don't even have to read it yourself. You can listen to it being read to you on YouTube. But what is happening is we are being forced out of our cars into resilient cities for complete control of all of us everywhere. And it's important to understand that the resilient cities are crafted by Rothschild and Rockefeller, and these cities are designed for total control, including all physical bodies, all our physical bodies, including our minds. And so what can we expect in these resilient cities? Well, I have a YouTube up. It's called Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller. YouTube has tagged that. They say you have to, it could have information that would be unacceptable for some people. You need to watch this because it's absolutely showing you the way in which Rothschild and Rockefeller are coercing your mayors in your cities everywhere in this country with requiring that your cities give 10% of their annual gross budget to fund these entrapment cities that are going to house whoever's left of any of us. And right now, our rural lands are under massive attack. The war, this tariff war against China, and China now saying they won't buy produce and goods and services, it's hitting the farmers. Hello? It's hitting the rural lands. It's all part of the Wild Lands Project. And our CEO of U.S. Inc. is involved in dismantling this country. Make no mistake about it. In fact, I would urge all of you, go to StopTheCrime.net, type in Wildlands Map. We reversed the colors in the map that Michael Kaufman did so that you can easily see the limited zones where people will only be allowed access. This is access denied. It's unthinkable. It's rolling out now. I hear a break, Dr. Bill, and there's
amazing
side.
Amazing stuff. Amazing. Down right now. If they think they're going to monitor my websites and my fact-checking, they can go to hell. If they think that we don't have facts, the problem is they don't want to discuss the facts. They want to die. They want to kill it. That's why social media like Facebook is before Congress tomorrow. But in actual fact, they have no interest at all in actually having a dialogue about facts because the facts speak for themselves. Whether it's the Department of Justice and the Congress, I watch this idiot lady from the Department of Justice trying to say they got $1.3 million and they have to make sure they vet all these documents. No, they don't. You need a copy of them things and send them over in a truck so that the people look at them themselves. This idea that they have to vet them and have to go and redact all kinds of information, the same thing's going on with people like this Richard Penn. This guy is a nutball. He thinks that you don't even have a right to an alternate opinion about vaccines. Now, the only time I've had a discussion with anybody who opposed me was 6.5 years ago. I had a medical doctor call into the program thinking that he had a right and an opinion based on medical facts that vaccines were not dangerous. I said, okay, what's in the vaccine? And he said, well, his proteins didn't make your bodies have an immune reaction. I said, really? These proteins are attached to a thing called adjuvants, which are heavy metals and biotoxins. So they can attach to other body proteins. For example, the Gardasil vaccine, which actually inserts DNA into your body, has been proven now to cause seizure disorders and neuropathy and pseudotumor cerebri and other serious autoimmune conditions, and result in a cardiac arrhythmia that resulted in death. So it's already been proven now that the Gardasil vaccine is actually a means of causing death. Now, all vaccines are laced with heavy metals and biotoxins, so they can cause autoimmunity. They produce antibodies. If they do, they can produce antibodies against body tissue, so they cause autoimmunity. But they also, all antibodies are, is actually tagging like a A1 sauce, the pathogen, even if they did work.
Now,
for example, the flu vaccine.
Wasn't it in India where they vaccinated against tetanus and people in India are dying?
No, let me explain what happened there. I've been following this story for 20 years.
Yeah.
I got information going back when I spoke in 1997. I spoke at Human Life International on March 16th in Zurich, Switzerland. Now, I have a photographic memory. So after my 2.5-hour talk, they brought out a box of three documents. The three documents were, number one, the development of the Lyme disease super pathogen, which, by the way, was developed in what's called the facility on Long Island, New York.
Plum Island.
Okay? Right.
Yeah.
Now, number two, they brought me out the documents regarding the AIDS virus, which actually is a bioweapon created and released into the vaccine pool in Soweto, South Africa. And also, they released it in vaccines in lower Manhattan. And a Canadian actually was one of the ones that the pilot got vaccinated. And he was what's called index case one, spreading the AIDS virus. But this was actually a bioweapon. And the third was a vaccine that was actually created against the trophoblasts of the placenta. So it actually caused you to get sterile because it would actually make your immune system attack the trophoblasts of a new placenta trying to implant in your uterus if you're female. They vaccinated somewhere around several million women and proved that they actually sterilized at least 70,000 in the Philippines. And they filed a lawsuit, the Philippines did, against the World Health Organization in Basel, and they won. Now, the fact is they had done this in not only Soweto, South Africa, but also in the Philippines. And the same vaccine came out a few years ago where the Catholic Doctors Association in Canada discovered they had the same tetanus-laced vaccine to create antibodies against the trophoblasts of the placenta in women. And they, by that time, already had vaccinated somewhere around 3 million women in Kenya. Now, if you might think that this is open to any of your GD opinion, it's not. It's science. So when people try to say, like Richard Penn, this maniac, dictatorial, self-serving, a narcissistic idiot, that they're going to do fact-checking? Where are they going to get the army of fact-checkers? And how are they going to actually stop us from telling the truth? How are they going to stop us? And
well,
believe
Dr.
me...
Bill, the horrible truth of it is, as insane as it seemed, that vaccinations would be required in California before children could register in school, that passed. This is Rothschild. This is the genocide program, the CDC, which is a front for Rothschild. And that's what it is. But we also know, as far as poisoning goes, that the U.S. government was exposed for conducting biowarfare experiments in San Francisco that killed U.S. citizens back in the 1950s.
Right.
They carried an attack out by spraying the city of San Francisco with a microbe, and they targeted thousands of innocent civilians. And Discover magazine reported that the experiment was conducted as a vulnerability test to identify susceptible regions in the event of a biological terrorist attack. And they call it Operation Sea Spray. So everyone, you can look this up, Operation Sea Spray. And they chose San Francisco as the target because of it's close to the ocean and because it had a unique geography, tall buildings, and a dense population. What do you think they're going to do to you in these resilient cities? Minimum eight-story tall buildings? Minimum packed together? They're going to spray us, vaccinate us, and fry us with all of the increased technologies of frequencies. 5G is only one aspect.
Well, I call it cortical interception. In other words, CI, where basically they intercede into your cortex to imprint agitation, insomnia, kill reflexes, you name it. They can actually insert almost anything now. And as they get more and more advanced cortical interface technology, they basically want to literally steal your children and bring them away like the Pied Piper of Hamelin to the mountain of cyber technology to the Helidome. If you think we're making this up.
I want to talk about this because this is really important. So I talked a little bit earlier about this blast out that I did over the weekend, and it's entitled Advisory, Forced Out of Our Cars and Into Resilient Cities for Complete Control of All of Us. Now, I got a lot of comments from people over this. So for those of you that did not receive the blast out, go to stopthecrime.net. Click on just below the banner, newest hot topic and preview of new website. Click on that, and then you'll scroll down on the left to email blasts, and you'll find the email blasts, and you can see all of our current information. Very, very important to sign up, though, to get these for yourself. But what I want to go into right now is this. This is horrific. Well, this is all part of it. Part of that email blast that I'm talking about, I have a YouTube attached to it, and it's entitled My Experience as a Targeted Individual. And I'm recommending that everybody go into YouTube, type it in, My Experience as a Targeted Individual, and listen to part one and listen to part three. This is a story of Myron May, M-Y-R-O-N-M-A-Y. Now, he was murdered at the college in Florida. And what ended up happening is I was contacted. This was in November of 2014. And James Tracy, who was a well-recognized professor at the college there, had also a radio show called The Memory Hole. And he was lecturing. He got fired because he said that Sandy Hook, no one died at Sandy Hook. So the college fired him. And he just has come back and spoke to the students about the CIA's involvement in the media.
Right.
So I would recommend that everyone type in James Tracy, lectures at FAU for the first time since his firing. Now, why am I talking about James Tracy? Well, James Tracy followed Myron May, who was a bright young black man who was an attorney with a bright future, who became heavily targeted as a targeted individual, also a Christian man. And in that, my experience as a targeted individual, he is talking about his specific experiences, how they target him. But you all need to listen to this. This is coming to you. You're going to be targeted this way in these resilient cities, too. Those of you that survive, listen to part one and two, my experience as a targeted individual.
Amazing. Back in a moment. Shown this map, I'm looking at it right now, which you reverse the colors from Michael Hoffman. It shows the human access denied, mandated by the United States Biodiversity Treaty, forced transformation and relocation of all Americans and cities. By the way, Donald Trump has allowed the 5G networks to literally hack through the entire rural areas. People need to understand that Donald Trump is bringing...
By executive order.
By executive order. People need to understand that Donald Trump is bringing his right-sided, conservative... anti-Clintonist version of the New World Order, but it is a part of the New World Order. It's just, as a snake pushes against itself, he's just the right side of the snake. And when I look at this map here, I see, for example, a lot for humans, only little tiny green splotches all across the map of the United States. Wow! This is basically rewilds the United States like the buffalo can roam again. Core reserves and corridors, little or no human use. Buffer zones, highly regulated. Border 21, La Paz, sidebar agreement of NAFTA, 200-mile-wide international zone of cooperation. When you look at the allowed for human use is green, it's tiny. I would say if I look at this whole map, it's probably less than 1 or 2% of the entire United States. Indian reserves, separate territories, and military reservations, the population zones are itty-bitty. I mean... if I look at this map and see where the humans are, I would say the human population of America is probably under 30 million on this map here. 90% reduction.
We're forced into the designated settlement reservations,
right,
which are resilient cities. That's what's being planned for all of us right now by Rothschild and Rockefeller. Again, go to Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller. Hear what's happening. Understand this is UN Agenda 21 now on steroids. Our food supply is being collapsed as we speak.
Yeah, well, what they're doing by collapsing the food supply is they're collapsing the credit for farmers to actually maintain their flocks and plant their crops. So the food supply is dramatically being reduced. That's why I tell people to get involved with our Legacy Food and Ready Store and get food supplies and start getting a greenhouse going and get cooperative with your neighbors to start figuring out how you're going to barter with food besides having gold and silver and carrot bar coins and carrot bar cash and cards. Because the collapse of the economy is coming, and they'll use the cover of the trade war with China as a cover for the collapse toward a Fed coin where the Fed coins can be backed by biometrics, so that eventually, under the Trump administration, you won't be allowed to have money in your mattress. It'll be in their electronic supercomputers, and they'll be able to track you. It won't be just like carrot bars or Bitcoin. It'll be a currency that won't be cryptocurrencies. It'll be a Fed coin where they have an e-currency tied directly to your biometrics. That's called the mark of the beast in the Bible.
Well,
that's where we're headed.
Well, let me tell you about this, because I'm looking at this right now, and this was actually what I was hoping you and I would discuss, and so we will. It's called ID 2020 Alliance, and it announces new partners in the Digital Identity Initiative. It's important to understand at the World Economic Forum, Microsoft, Mercy Corps, Hyperledger, and the UN International Computing Center joined Accenture in a public-private partnership committed in improving lives through digital identity. This is backed by Rothschild, Rockefeller, the World Bank, and many, many others. So I want to talk about what this is. They say the digital identity provides a backbone to which they can sort credentials, including state-issued ones, and they can be associated in allowing a seamless authorization process for individuals and simplified interoperability for institutions. They go on to say that Accenture and Microsoft unveiled a blockchain-based digital identity prototype for the ID 2020 Alliance at the summit held at the United Nations in New York. Now, what is really, really horrific is that here's what they say that was also launched with ID 2020. They launched an initial grant from the Rockefeller Foundation, and in the coming year, the group plans to launch pilots focusing on refugee populations and childhood immunization. Again, always replace the word immunization with vaccinations. Understand, this ID card carries with it the requirement that everyone is vaccinated. This is a global project. It's going to become part of what they say that the benefit of this is it's interoperable. They say that the unique public-private partnership is committed to improving lives through digital identity. The alliance brings together development organizations, private sector companies, governments, and NGOs around a pooled fund used to implement high-impact digital identity programs and a clear government model. They go on to say that the alliance partners will work together to define technical requirements, ensuring that the technologies developed are interoperable and responsive to the needs of both individuals and institutions, and to prioritize and instruct pilot projects for scale, impact, and how they will replicate.
What day was this brought out through the this program? What day was it brought out?
What I just read to you right now came out January 22nd of 2018. And so everyone that just heard this, you can just type this in. It's the ID 2020 Alliance announces new partners in digital identity initiative.
ID 2020 Alliance.
Yes, ID 2020 Alliance, and this one is Cision, C-I-S-I-O-N, PR Newswire. Now, I'm going to actually...
Wow, if you read the thing on ID, it's id2020.org, right? It's HTTPS?
Well, I'm looking at that document right now, and this is horrific, and what people need to understand is what I'm going to go over right now, Dr.
This is, by the way, this is a world ID. They're saying there's 1.1 billion people live without official recognized identity. They're trying to get an identity for every individual on Earth and can then control them through this identity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what it's going to be hooked to, when you look at the document itself, ID 2020, and you go to, say, page 4, they say, case for action, growing political willpower, rising global connectivity, emerging technologies, global calls for a new model of identity. And this could be, they say, the greatest poverty killer app we've ever seen. They're going to kill anybody that's in poverty. That's what this is really all about. But let's look at page 5. Why an alliance? Because it's an attack force. That's my words. They say, why an alliance? And it's to understand this is all market-based. This is all to feed markets for profit while they herd us, brand us, and move us into the feedlots called resilient cities before they take us down to the rendering plant down the street. This is what this is all about. So they go on to tell us on page 5, personal, unique to you and only you, persistent, lives with you from life to death, Dr. Bill. It's portable. It's accessible anywhere you happen to be. It's private. Only you can give information to use or view your data. We know that's not true. We know we're going to be herded with this. They say no government, country, or organization can solve this challenge alone. That's why they need an alliance. And again, this is an implementation of identity projects worldwide. And it's got siloed approaches, and they go on to talk about how it will hook up on your ID, your birth registration, your vaccination, your child health record card and information, voter registration. Now, why they are hooking voter registration to this is to keep the illusion that we're voting for all of this. We're not. But by voting, you are voting to continue with the illusion that we have a structure. That
well, I got a new term for you. You're voting for the cage.
That's
you're not
exactly
voting for
right.
citizenship or representative government. You're voting for the cage.
And they also say that it will identify you as a refugee. And there will be a national ID card. It will become the national ID card. So now let's think about refugee. They're hitting us with weather weapons all over the planet. They're creating economic refugees by the millions in South America, in Africa. They're creating weather refugees here in the United States. They what they did with the directed energy weapon here in Northern California and
I got a quick notice to mention at the end of the show here. Mueller war with Trump, FBI raids president's lawyer, probe expands. They're going in for the final kill before the 2018 elections. That Mueller's going to try to take down Trump and literally arrest him and his lawyer and impeach him before the election. That's how bad this is. Sessions needs to fire Rosenstein, replace him, narrow the spectrum of Mueller's probe, end this charade. Otherwise, you're going to see a real battle ensue, aren't we?
We are, and we're in it. Go to stopthecrime.net.
Absolutely. Where is that document, the last document on stopthecrime?
Yeah, you go to the newest hot topic and preview of the new website. Scroll
exactly.
Down.
In an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.